Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson, president of Body Scope of New York. Welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 6, where I hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. In this episode, I will be joined by Dr. Karen Copeland from Long Beach, California. Dr. Copeland will share information about a 10-day transformation program that has worked wonders in her life, and she believes it will do the same for you. Now, who was it that said, physical fitness is not only one of the most important keys to a healthy body, it is the basis of dynamic and creative intellectual activity. Who said it? Our 35th President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks of Fitness. In 1981, Dr. Karen Copeland earned her Bachelor of Science degree in Optics from the University of California at Berkeley. She continued her studies at the University of California at Berkeley and received a Doctorate of Optometry degree in 1993. Shortly after completing her education, Dr. Copeland realized that she was more suited in the field of health and nutrition and decided to pursue a career in that particular field. She has since obtained her certification as a nutritional consultant, and in alternative healthcare. Dr. Copeland learned that her passion and purpose in life is to teach and coach others on how to free themselves of unhealthy diets, obesity, low energy, mood swings, and many other lifestyle challenges. Dr. Copeland realized that her prior training was the groundwork for her true purpose, which is to serve humanity by helping others live happier, healthier, and prosperous lives. I am pleased to welcome Dr. Karen Copeland to our 6 Weeks of Fitness program. How are you, Dr. Copeland?
I am wonderful, Vincent. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's the weather over there in California?
It's absolutely gorgeous, as usual.
Oh, my goodness. I'm jealous.
Unusually warm this right now, though. We got 100-degree weather going on here, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you have that kind of weather going on in December, I'm going to have to come out there.
Yes, you are. I've invited you for... How many years now? I haven't seen you yet, Vincent.
I know. And in the interest of full disclosure for my listeners, I want them to know that I've actually known you for about 6 years. We first met back in 2008 when you were kind enough to fly out to New York and lend your support and resources to our 5th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo, which took place in Harlem at that time. Remember that?
Do I remember it? It was mind-boggling. I was so overwhelmed with what Vincent had created. I just one person being able to do that made me loyal to him and dedicated to his cause from that day to this day. So, Vincent, you absolutely, yes, I do remember that quite vividly. And it was fun.
Oh, thank you so much. And I know I appreciate you saying what I was able to do, but you know, I'm always depending upon my volunteers, my staff to kind of help us. And without volunteers, it can't happen. So it really helps to have people who really, truly believe in you and know that this problem with obesity is huge. It's gotten worse over the years, Karen. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and Vincent, as you were reading my accreditations there in my bio, I sounds like you're talking about a different person, but yes, that was me. And as you read that, the only quote that went through my head was, to thy own self be true.
And yes.
Well, the reason I say that is because there I am, a person who is educated, well-knowledged on the importance of keeping yourself healthy, keeping your weight down, putting the right foods and ingredients and nutrients in your body. And I myself, as a typical American woman, have the very same struggle as those who haven't gone through the formal education of health and wellness. And my question back to you, and I have my own answers, but my question back to you is, how can that be possible?
How can that be possible? Someone of your stature and credibility and credentials still have problems when it comes to health and wellness.
Absolutely.
Oh, and that is something that so many of us struggle with on a daily basis. It has got to be an answer to that.
There has got to be an answer. And I know you've been out there for years beating the pavement, trying to get that information out to the masses. But I personally still believe there's something missing in the delivery of that information that is just not sinking in or getting through to those who need it most, which is everyone. So that's why you and I talk so often about what can we do? How can we collaborate our energies and knowledge bases to get this information in the hands of the people that are dying so rapidly from lack of information?
Yes, yes. I recently had a talk with a group of diabetes sufferers, and I discussed those very same issues. And I said, look, I truly believe a lot of this has to do with lack of information, perhaps the lack of education, in the sense that a lot of these people don't know what they're eating. They don't know what effects the food is having in their bodies.
Absolutely. It's frightening. It is very frightening. And I myself, as I said, a person that knows better, was, and I'll just get a little personal here, was diagnosed this year, 2014, with borderline hypertension, borderline diabetes, high cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about a woman that was floored. I never in my whole life thought I would ever hear those diagnoses addressed to me. I thought I was doing excellent with feeding myself and working out and maintaining my weight. But, you know, almost is not good enough, Vincent.
Good
enough.
So what did you do?
Well, when you instantly, found out? Of course I did. I went back to the basics. The basics that you teach in your literature, I went back to the basics. It frightened me because in my study and in my lifetime of helping and working with others, I've seen the devastation of these conditions. I've seen the devastation of having to put pharmaceuticals in your body day in and day out for the rest of your life. So you're told to try to now offset the effects of these conditions and the damages that they're doing to your body. And we won't, I don't think we even have time to get into the damage that those pharmaceuticals are doing on top of the damage that you're doing with having these conditions. So when I was diagnosed with this, and because I am knowledgeable, I went right back to the basics. I started immediately trying to get that weight off my body. I started immediately reducing the sugar intake that I put in my body, because I'm going to raise my hand and admit, hello, my name is Dr. Karen Copeland, and I am a sugar addict. So I knew I had to get that out of my system. I knew I had to reduce my weight. And here's the sad part. In today's society, because the population has gotten so large, Vincent, that obesity is now measured on a scale of enormous body mass, whereas we know the definition of obesity, and I was obese. However, when my friends, family, and counterparts looked at me, they thought they would think I'm small, but I'm a good 35, almost 40 pounds over my ideal weight, which puts me in the category of obese.
Obesity, yes.
And my body told me so, because it started breaking down and these conditions started to manifest in me. So again, getting back to it, reducing my body weight, starting to move my body more, reducing the sugar intake, increasing the nutrients that I know, you know, putting more greens in my body, eating more vegetables and fruits. This is what I was doing to try to reverse and stop the borderline diagnosis from becoming full blown. Go ahead.
No, some of those topics, some of those issues you just spoke about, we talk about here at 6 Weeks of Fitness on a continuous basis. And we talk about the effects that sugar is having in our bodies. Okay.
Absolutely.
And it's getting worse. The sugar industry is like a $63 billion industry. And they are fighting every tooth and nail to keep the truth away from the consumers. So we're trying to educate as many people as we can, and having you on to talk about what sugar has done to you, eating unhealthy has done to you, a doctor, you know, so no one is exempt. No one is excluded from this.
No one. And the sad part is that even when you become conscious and conscientious about what you're putting in your body, if you are not reading every label to the nth degree, that food industry has gotten very slick in sneaking in that sugar with fancy chemical names and all kinds of fancy titles, where you think you're choosing a healthy product, but that product may as well be, I don't want to put down any particular food group, but it may be a Hershey bar, because it looks clean here, but it's as dirty as anything else that's overloaded with sugar. And that, I think, was my downfall. Although I do read a lot of labels, I'm not a scientist. So even those ingredients that I'm unaware of as sugar or food colorings or food dyes, I mean, there's so many chemicals in food today, aside from the sugar, that is killing us. Okay, so sugar is one of the main culprits, but there are many, many, many others waiting in line, and we all know that. That the food is just contaminated. There's no other way to say it.
Most definitely. And I saw a story on 60 Minutes where they actually interviewed some of these scientists, and they disclosed that they're intentionally trying to chemicals in food that's alluring, enticing, that's addictive, so that you will be drawn to it, that you will continue to actually eat it. There was a saying years ago with, I think the advertisement with the Lay's potato chips, I bet you can't eat just one. And there was a reason for that, because they put the chemicals in the food so that you can't eat just one. You have to continue eating and eating and eating, and you get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I remember when we had a conversation, you and I, a few weeks ago, you talked about your experience going into Disneyland. I think it was a ride that's called It's a Small World. Explain that to
me. Small World, yes, sir. The Disneyland here in California had to shut down one of the most favorite rides, traditional rides, which is It's a Small World. The reason they had to do this is because they found that the boats, you ride, you know, boats throughout this ride as you're looking at the animation. The boats were no longer large enough to carry the same number of passengers that for years it had carried. So they had to shut down the ride to recreate bigger boats and dredge the little water canal that the boats go through a little bit deeper, because not only was there not enough room for the people, but the people that were in these boats were making it too heavy, and it was bottoming out before it got through the ride. So here's an amusement park that had to shut its doors so that it can recreate that amusement ride to fit the size of the growing population.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Unbelievable.
And the saddest part of that story, Vincent, is that there are so many ways that we here in America, and now this is a worldwide problem, but here in America for sure, instead of addressing this head on, we are redesigning our mindset and our lifestyles and our clothing and to fit the large population, even to the point where when you see commercials, you see large size people, whereas I would say 20 years ago, that was strictly taboo.
Right. Yes.
That was taboo to have obese and oversized people promoting your cars and your furniture and your whatever you're selling. You just didn't have it. So correct. We have learned to change our mindset to embrace this obesity crisis as okay. As long as we're breathing, I'm okay. And you're not okay. We are not okay.
We're definitely not okay with this. And until we do something about this, take action, this is only going to continue. So we're doing all we can over here at Bodyscope of New York and at 6 Weeks of Fitness to inform and educate our listeners on the importance of eating healthy and exercising. And I thank you so much for coming on to share your story, because I can't wait to hear about what you're doing now. What action steps have you taken now to change your health? Besides eating healthy, there's something about a 10-day transformation you're going to talk to us about?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, after being diagnosed back in February with those three conditions, or being borderline on those three conditions, I tried for months. I tried for months, like so many people will testify to you and that they have also tried, to really get that blood pressure down, to keep moving, to eat right, to eat better, to get that weight down. And to my dismay, it wasn't working. It was not working. And I'll also address, you know, the women out there and say, yes, I had creeped into the menopausal years of my life, so things were moving a lot slower.
Right.
That frightened me, because each time I would take my blood pressure, I would monitor it, and it would be higher than normal. That was frightening also, to see that not changing, because I knew the next time I went to see my doctor what was going to be discussed, and that was going to be medication. And I'm so opposed to that. So God be willing, someone called me and told me that they were coming to town and they wanted to visit me. And I was happy to hear from them. Hadn't heard from them for 2 years. And they mentioned that they had just released 17 pounds from their body in 10 days.
Well, 10 days.
10 days. And you, of course, you know, being a woman and being a person that's interested in health and weight loss and wellness.
Yes.
My ears perked up. And I asked her what she was doing. And she mentioned that she was doing a program called the 10-Day Celebrity Transformation. Now, I'm not too big on fats and weird weight loss programs. I'm certainly not one to do an unhealthy program to lose weight. I'm just not in favor of those kinds of programs for a couple of reasons. Number one, your body's already suffering. When you do something like that, you put more stress on it.
Yes.
Number one. Number two, it's such a rebound to that. You lose the 5, 10, 20 pounds, and 2 weeks later, a month later, it's back. So that's exactly. Not something that I care to participate in. But when she explained to me the dynamics of this program, I knew it was something I had to try.
Okay. So what about this program, though, that gets you so excited about it?
Well, several things. The actual formulator, his name is David Sandoval. And David Sandoval has been around for the past 20, 30 years as a product formulator. He's well known throughout, actually, the Hollywood circuit. He has been the formulator and the health guru to the stars for years. And we've often seen stars that will have a baby this month, the next month they're back to their ideal weight.
Yes,
and exactly. We as lay people want to know, what on earth are they doing so differently? Well, I can't say that they're all doing this, but a large majority of them go to this. This is their go-to guy to maintain their weight, reduce their weight, and remain healthy as healthy can be.
Amazing.
So this program, once I went and met this man, was totally impressed with him, and I would love for him to come on your show, and I'll try to work that out for you.
Okay, thank you.
I actually went to the facility where the product is made. So here's a person that formulated his own product. He is as dedicated or even more so dedicated than you or I in providing the absolute purest form of good nutrition to the body possible.
Really?
He produces his own product, so he has full control that no other factory will touch any ingredient that he puts in his products. He knows exactly what's in there, their top ingredients, and he has a no compromise approach to wellness. Once I went through and toured his facility, I talked to him, I listened to him, I knew that I had found something that can literally save the population. And I believe that to the bottom of my heart, that is true. And the reason that I'm excited about this, because we all know if we eat greens, if we eat fruit, if we drink plenty of water, if we stay away from, you know, the toxic foods, that we can do the same thing. But Vincent, we're not doing that.
No, we're not.
We're not doing it. And when we try to do it, we're still in trouble because now we're dealing with GMO laced foods and artificially produced foods and genetic. It's just, we can't seem to get it done.
Exactly.
However, this man has been able to put in a box everything except calories that your body needs to function at its peak performance level and reduce weight at such a rapid, in such a rapid manner, but in such a healthy manner. And I'll stop right there and address this question. I'm sure that's going through your listeners' mind. But isn't it dangerous to lose weight that fast? Now, my question back to them is, where did you hear that? Now, there are dangerous approaches to losing weight rapidly, yes.
Yes.
But for a person like myself and many, many, many thousands of others that are listening, isn't it dangerous to walk around with high blood pressure day in and day out?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it dangerous for your body to be incapable of producing enough insulin to keep its insulin levels balanced day in and day out?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it dangerous to have cholesterol so high in your body that your arteries are being blocked as you sit there and listen day in and day out?
Oh, yes.
So wouldn't it be wonderful if there was a program that you can take 10 days, and we say take a 10 days vacation from eating food, and that, I'm sorry, is my alarm for me to take my next amino, which I'll briefly tell you about. But wouldn't it be wonderful if there was a 10-day program that you can take a vacation from eating poorly, drinking sodas,
yes,
feeling poorly. You can take 10 days out of your life, and at the end of that 10 days, potentially, and we make no claims, but this is potentially, have your blood pressure lower itself. Have your insulin level regulate itself. Have your cholesterol level regulate itself, and you start back on the track to becoming the healthy person that you were put here on earth to be.
Wouldn't it be wonderful
that at the end of 10 days, you have lost 10, 15, maybe even 20 pounds after your 10-day vacation from a poor diet and from sickness?
That's great.
And that's exactly, Vincent, happened to me.
Really?
Exactly.
Now, you know, just to hear you give a live testimony, because so often you hear people say, well, I heard it does this. I heard this product will do this for you, will do that for you. But you've actually experienced it yourself, Karen.
I am on cloud 100 right now, Vincent. I am in such disbelief at the potency and purity of this program and what it was able to do for me in 10 days. In 10 days, I literally dropped 12 pounds of pure body fat, not water, not muscle, stored fat. And you and I know why fat stores itself. And maybe you can address it. I'm sure you've addressed it 100 times, but this is pure stored fat. This is the fat that holds onto the toxins that cause all the havoc in the body. This is the fat around the midsection that creates the disease that we talk about that's killing us silently and sometimes not so silently. That fat is gone.
And you're talking about that visceral fat.
That visceral fat. The ones that we do 100 crunches a day and you might be toned underneath, but that visceral fat will not let that definition through. It's gone.
Isn't that
so amazing? And Vincent, and this is not a claim, this is literally what has happened to me. I decided to take my blood pressure because I really stopped monitoring it because, like so many, I was more frightened to see what it said than what it didn't say. I decided to go ahead and monitor it after I did my 10-day transformation. My blood pressure dropped like a bullet.
Really?
And I've monitored it every day since just to make sure it wasn't a fluke. And I'm getting readings of 109 over 67, 113 over 70. Amazing. These are numbers I haven't seen since I was 20.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
So, yes, I am convinced that the ingredients, and there are so many to list. And I, at the end of your program, you know, maybe you can put a link. I'd love to tell people where to find this. They can do the research themselves. The ingredients are massive. I couldn't read them in the time frame that we have if I wanted to. But this is considered the perfect food program that has ever been put in a box. Help you get back on track. And that's what it's helping you do. It's not telling you to do this and never eat again. But sometimes you need something to help you get back on track.
Yes. So, but I have a couple questions, yes, Dr. Karen. Now, I want to know, now that you did the 10-day transformation, what about maintenance? What happens after the 10 days?
Well, there are so many different ways that the company has provided you a way to maintain. Now, first, I'd like to tell you this. If you never put any more of these products in your body. This is the difference between this and a lot of other weight loss and fad programs. If you are able to just continue from this point eating right, eating greens, eating the right amount of protein, the right oils, the right vegetables, your body will hold on to that weight loss wherever you are right now, and you will not rebound. You will not rebound. However, most of us can't do that.
Exactly.
We need
That's
at least
true.
21 days to get a habit to stick. So what the company has done is they have several different type of maintenance programs, and they have several different ways of continuing the weight loss if you want to lose more than the 12 or your first cycle. So what I'm currently doing personally is something called the 20-day continuum. And in that program, you do the cleansing program, because this is a full body cleanse. And then the next day you eat healthy. And every other day you cleanse and then you eat healthy. So what that gives your body a chance to do is continue cleansing. And then you are being trained, you're retraining yourself what is a healthy meal. So after 20 days of doing this, you should be pretty locked in to eating better choices, making better choices at what you're eating.
Are you able to work out while you're on this 10-day transformation?
Now, I will tell you the advice of the company, and I've talked to several people, and different people do different things. The advice of the founder and formulator of this product is that you do not do strenuous exercise while you're doing the pure 10-day transformation part, because his suggestion is that exercise, although very good for you, does also put a stress on your body. That the purpose of the cleanse is to release all toxins and all stresses from the body so that the body only focuses on healing itself. So while you're doing your transformation first part, it's advised to not do heavy workouts. You can do moderate workouts. You can go for a 30-minute walk, moderately, but pumping iron and working out to the point where you can't catch your breath, no. However, after that, the sky's the limit.
Okay. Now, we firmly believe here at 6 Weeks of Fitness, that nutrition is definitely 70-80% of it anyway. So although I'm a personal trainer, I do believe in working out, and I stress that this is very important. I know that nutrition, without proper nutrition, it's impossible to improve your health. I don't care how much working out you do. So it sounds to me like anyone who wanted to change the way their body, where they feel, the way they look, it would behoove them to look into this program, because it has changed your life.
It has changed my life. There are so many other things. And as I said, because this is a product that is formulated by a private label, I can't make claims, so I don't want to make, but I would love to tell the audience of all the things that's happened in my body in just 10 days. I won't. Just imagine whatever ailing you right now, if there was an answer that didn't come in a pharmaceutical bottle that said, try me for 10 days and see if I can just help you out a little bit.
Now, what is the name of that product?
The name of the product is Purium. P-U-R-I-U-M, and that is a shortening of two words, pure, because that's exactly what this product is, and premium.
Now, if someone is interested in finding out more about this product and this program, where would they go, Dr. Copeland?
They would go to Purium, www.purium.com, and once they do that, Vincent, I would like to tell your audience that if they decide to try the program, the company is so generous that they are willing to give you a $50 discount from the first purchase for trying this program. And they're even more generous by offering you a 60-day
guarantee.
60-day guarantee. That's how sure I am and how sure they are.
Really?
That you will be successful.
That's a good guarantee. I like that.
Absolutely, a wonderful guarantee. And I tell people, you know what, try the product. If you lose your 20 pounds and you still want to be a cheapskate, get your money back, we don't care. Because we know that will never happen. But this is a company that gives you longer. Because sometimes when you have a program like this, when you're asking people, because you're not eating anymore, you are utilizing the ingredients that's in that box that come to you. And some people have their mindset, it takes a little while to reprogram the fact that, oh my God, I'm going to go 10 days without my soda, my coffee, my burger. So you may buy the program and sit on it for 10 days, 20 days before you actually. So we don't want to give you a 30-day money back guarantee, because we want you to do this. And in 60 days, we know you will have done that, or you will have made the concrete decision to return it. And either way, we prefer you do the program, but you will get your money back. Now, I just want to say one other thing. To get that 50-day, $50 discount, I want to make sure that everyone uses this code word. And that code word would be Queen Redesign. And that's QUEENREDESIGN. Now, that code word will be linked directly to me. And that's because I see myself as the queen. Nice. Redesigning your life.
Very nice. Now, something like this has got to cost a lot of money.
Well, you know, let's talk about that. I mean, what consider let's you know, a lot of money is subjective. It's what you feel is a lot. For me, there is no amount that is worth my health and my wellness and my ability to look cute in my clothes. Okay, don't leave that out. But the program is actually not that very expensive. It is about $2.30 per day. So you're no longer purchasing any other food other than what you utilize in this box. So that averages out to about $2.30 a day that you are going to feed your body the right ingredients, the right nutrients, the right amount of protein, the right amount of carbs and fats and everything that your body needs for 10 days. So anyone that's eating every day, and I'm sure everyone that listening today are doing that, can definitely.
Very interesting now, because I know some of these other like South Beach diets and those other diets that's out there, they promise to help you to lose weight and stay healthy, and most people fail with those diets.
Vincent, I am a failure of any diet, any program out there you name. I've tried it because I am a typical American woman, okay? And yes, you do fail at these things. And I do believe that the importance of succeeding and what those programs leave out, the main ingredient, is before you can change what you want to eat, you have to deprogram what you think you want to eat. By doing a total body cleanse, and I've done several throughout my life, and I have the same result every time, I literally, in layman's term, wash out all desire for all the negative foods that I thought I was hooked on. I no longer want candy. I can sit, Halloween is coming. 10 days before this, if Halloween were coming, I would be surrounded by licorice, Ike and Mike. Yes. These are all my favorite candies, you know, candy corn. I would not be able to resist that. Today, because I have washed out the craving for sugar, I have no desire. You can sit me in a vat of Ike and Mike's and I probably wouldn't touch one of them. Have no desire for alcohol. I have no desire for cookies and potato chips. That has to happen before you can successfully change your eating and what you choose and reach for. And so that you don't feel that you're depriving yourself. See, that's why I think these other diets don't work, because you do them, but you feel deprived all the way through. So that the minute you get to the deadline of whatever deadline you set for yourself, I'm going to get that burger. I want that chip. I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to have that drink. At the end of this program for 10 days, and now I'm going an additional 20 days of staying pure, I don't feel deprived. I don't, you know, I went to an event on Saturday where my family was eating. Oh my God, I went to pull my hair out watching them. 10 days prior, I would have been joining them. So that's what I think is the success of this program, is that it literally gives you a 10-day vacation to remove the desire for all those negative food types that you think you love. And after 10 days, you no longer desire them.
Now, this is amazing, because it sounds to me, again, that this food is basically alkaline.
Oh,
that alkaline in your body.
It is 100% alkaline in your body. That is the premise behind the whole entire program. The green drink that you drink has so many ingredients, and I just would like to name just a couple because there's so many. But you can find yourself, you know, this green drink alone is just loaded with spirulina and wheatgrass and alfalfa. You know, it just goes on and on and on what's in this container. And it's everything that will provide your body with an alkalinity level that is top optimal level. So
That is excellent. Yeah. It also sounds to me like it's Whole Foods.
It is. It's 100% Whole Foods. It is. And real quickly, and as I said, I will get the formulator on here, and he's the one that needs to tell you about this program because I'm not an expert on it, but just the little things that did catch my attention that I was so sold on. Now, we have you being an athlete and a personal trainer and a fitness expert. We have hundreds, if not thousands, of athletes that can utilize this program, and there are different ways to utilize it for athletes. Uh-huh. But there is one ingredient, and this is the ingredient that impressed me the most, because I know when you do programs like this, where this program is chocked full of nutrition and almost no calories, okay? So the body doesn't really need calories to get nutrition, but the calories come because the foods that we have to eat to get that nutrition in our bodies is engulfed in calories. So there's a hard way to separate those two when you try to eat just off the shelf or off the grocery store, you know, out of the grocery store. So what he has done is taken all the nutrition, put it all together, and so therefore you're getting very few calories, and that's why the body reduces its weight quite rapidly, but the nutritional level and benefits of that nutrition go straight to the roof. However, how do you maintain your muscle mass when you drop weight that fast?
Yes.
Okay. There's one other product that I'll just briefly like to talk about, and it's called their Master Amino Acid Pattern, okay? A Master Amino Acid. What this genius, David Sandoval, has been able to do is encapsulate an amino acid, which you know is the building blocks of all muscles.
Yes. Oh, yes.
In such a way that this amino acid goes directly into your muscles. 100% absorption within 22 minutes.
Really?
Without going through your digestive tract or your kidneys.
Huh.
This amino is the same amino that's patented to be used for comatose patients who cannot get the food types and sources that you need to keep your muscles strong and your body strong. This is that amino acid. So no other product has this available to them at this. And that alone, what it does for you while you're not putting in that strenuous exercise, your body is still forming muscle mass, increasing your metabolism. And when you complete the program, you look as if you've been working out. It's a miracle. I mean, it's a miracle in a bottle.
How long has this company been around?
The company has been around for 20 or 25 years. However, as I said, he was primarily providing this privately to the entertainment industry. He has just recently, in the past 5 years, opened this up to the masses.
Wow, that's excellent. Good timing for us, I would say.
Good timing for me, for sure.
No, I'm definitely going to go to the website. That's www.mypurium.com, correct?
Yes, Mypurium, P-U-R-I-U-M.
I-U-M. Yeah. Okay, and I'm also going to put information about this on the website, on the www.sixweeks.com website, for those of you who are interested in learning some more about it, so that you can actually do some research, because obesity, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease has gotten worse. It's not getting any better. You know, we're more technologically advanced today, but yet we're also more unhealthy today, more obese than we've ever been in our lives. This country is the most obese country in the world. Now, why is that? The most powerful, the most richest, and also the most obese, the fattest.
And the sickest.
And the sickest. So something has got to change. We've got to change this. We can make this happen. Okay, but Dr. Karen Copeland, I want to thank you so much for coming on 6 Weeks to Fitness to inform our listeners and to inspire them, to let them know that there are things you can do to improve your health, to get healthy. The life you save will definitely be your own. Am I right?
You are right. And Vincent, would you mind if I gave your listeners an email address in case they wanted to talk directly to me a little bit more about the program?
No, please do.
You can email me at queenofredesign@gmail.com. Queenofredesign@gmail.com. Exactly the way it sounds.
That's queenofredesign@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, I'll put that on the website as well.
Okay.
That's it for episode number 6 of 6 Weeks to Fitness. I hope you enjoyed the program as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Take care. Bye-bye.